Monica's Dream Lab. Welcome, Dreamweaver Chris from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. How are you tonight, Dreamweaver Chris?
Oh, I'm a little bit concerned, Dr. Monica. I'm confused about who I'm talking to. I'm confused about what I want to say to you, but this is so important to me. I had this dream the other night, and I wanted to share it with you.
That's why we're here.
Oh, thank you so much. You will relieve me, I know. So I was dreaming that I was assisting a colleague in ministry dispensing communion, the sacraments, to the congregation. And we stood up next to each other. I'm in my alb. He's in his alb. We were all dressed as we should be. And it was a very holy moment. And he was going to give me communion. He held out his hand. And it was filled with mashed potatoes and carrots. Gross.
I'll bet.
Oh, it was, I didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. I looked at it and my face was, I didn't want to make a face. The rest of the congregation would see that. Me
right.
Making a yuck face at communion, holy communion.
And that might have been misinterpreted if the congregation had seen that.
Well, and what would they think of me?
Mm-hmm. And of communion.
And of communion.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly of me.
Right. Very interesting. And how do you feel about mashed potatoes in your awake life?
I don't like them at all.
Oh, I see.
Even as a child, I did not like them. I would push them under the napkin, or I'd keep them in my mouth, and I'd spit them in my napkin so I could leave the table.
And about cooked carrots, I suppose that those, are they good to you or not good to you?
They're good friends.
Cooked carrots?
Well, they're good for your eyes.
They are, and actually that is, Dreamweaver Chris, one of the things that carrots symbolize is clarity.
Oh.
So in your dream, perhaps that minister was giving you some clarity. And also, potatoes are traditionally a symbol of financial earthly simplicity. So perhaps clarity about your financial situation is sort of where we can go with this dream of yours.
Do you think, Dr. Monica, that it might have something to do with my retirement?
Well, Dreamweaver Chris, when did you retire?
About a year ago.
Yes, so perhaps you're still dealing with that sort of shift in your life, financial shift, your spiritual shift. And what did you do for a living?
I was a pastor.
Oh, I should have guessed.
Yes, giving communion to people. But never did I give people mashed potatoes and cooked carrots.
Oh, well, that's good.
Never.
So maybe that's what's happening here. You're getting a subconscious signal that you're still coping with that change of life for you.
I think that that makes a lot of sense. I think that that is really helpful.
Well, I'm so glad that we could help you tonight.
Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome, and may you have sweet dreams.
Thank you, Dr. Monica, and you as well.
Good night.
Good night.
And the cat crawls in, hot orange blot, tiger lily stamen, smudge of fur, and pure need and love. Sleep is the thing at the dead end of day that provides no comfort or safety. No candy corn cone to wrap round the streets of night. Your mind becomes a beggar, and your bed the bowl. Your thoughts, the snake that eats its own tail. Infinite dream of you against the festering song of the pillow.
When I was a child, I came to worship a dragon with a passion. Not the cartoon dragons on television or in movies, but King Dragon, mounted from my pure imagination. And I loved the complete encyclopediac magnificence of him. I can still recall him more vividly than the faces of long-dead relatives. My childhood passes, and my passion for King Dragon faded. But he still appears in my dreams.
When you sleep on the pillows of other people, do you dream their dreams? Are you susceptible, and is dreaming on a cellular level? And the pillow has your dream cells deep within it, like mischievous wells with fantastical protons that are ready to pounce into the drifts of your subconscious.
In the unconscious, chaotic dimension, his presence persists in the following way. While I'm asleep, some dream or other disturbs me, and all at once I realize I am dreaming. At these moments, I tend to think to myself, this is a dream, simply an exercise of my will. And since my powers are limitless, I am going to dream up King Dragon.
In blackness, bright pins of your eyes, ceilings of light cells of spiraling loop-to-loop monkeys, the dance your form does, the delicate bossa nova of my body as it dances solo, the revolving, turning, blistering, sweaty show. The bed takes on a personality. One side I breathe in a graceful waltz and talk to my mother's mother or to my dead father when he was nice and not drunk. The other side is a blistering assessment.
Complete foolishness.
Sad ex-husband, should have been a lesbian, should have gone to culinary school and got paid to make elegant burgers, should have quit the French horn. Why did I love that married man that one time? Blue ice eyes fading out. Talent. What's my brother doing? He really needs a dog. Who is my god? Why do I care? Where is my cat? So much fucking fur. Orange love is yacked up on the living room rug. Why did I get ivory? When can I sing for people? Where is my man? Does he miss me a little? His coffee is harsh. His loving is sweet. God, I want sex this week. Who left the cake out in the rain? I wish it was still the 70s. My eyelashes are falling out. That can't be good. I wonder if it's too much coffee. Silly, stupid me.
My dreaming is never able to conjure up King Dragon. A dragon appears, sure enough. But an enfeebled dragon, a plastic dragon, imperfect, striking the wrong pose, all the wrong size, or only fleetingly present or looking something like a crocodile or parrot.
Gotta pee, 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 gotta pee. Pure need.
Sometimes my landlord can't sleep. He will sit in his car in the back of the building in that ugly parking lot for hours and listen to Donna Summer disco songs or Beyoncé.
He sings along at the top of his lungs, alone in the car with Donna. But I can hear him too. He will vacillate between a mutter and a shout, a warrior against his haunted thoughts, his brain devils. Or maybe they really are real and slip evilly into the passenger side and demand a different genre with their black tongues and steel shards of teeth, or demand a ride to somewhere excruciating, somewhere worse than here. Sometimes I think he cries tears out loud and rails against the windows because I can hear a peculiar wailing through the glass that collects pain and refracts it and sends it straight into my sleepless soul. Donna dripping summer tears, if that is possible, I think to myself. I think someone is having a worse night than me. And my heart folds in on itself like that starfish on a dying reef against a landlord's grief.
Looking for something.
I dreamt I heard an unknown voice whisper lovingly to me.
We all grope around in the dark.
And then I realized it was just me, whispering in the middle of the night, just to hear my own voice. The night makes you a child.
Your clever dig is stripped away, and you start trembling inside. Maybe outside.
Sightless, like someone that's sightless.
Tiniest moan is a frail and startling egg in your chest.
Whose hands are all there is to sense, to push through, to feel.
And rest
is a figment.
Something whimsical and wild we catch every now and again.
We push along walls, glimpse Elysium slowly.
On a cast forth tender strand of prayer.
Frustrated.
And longed for.
We feel the crack of night in complexing poems.
More than any lover ever longed for another.
We must burn away the horrific darkness with our feeble bonfires.
You see, we are always only little inside.
We must enclose the rank tears of night in hard diamonds of memory.
We are only ever delicate snippets of an easy animated little brag in our amber of this world.
Seeking sleep and the peace we were lied to about. It makes no difference.
Our lumbering bodies flailing the meat-sweated matrices, our tiny fragile child.
Looking at the clock with moon-soaked eyes of fear.
The chilly fingers of those numbers, the glow-green terror of them.
If our soul walks lonely and naked,
that is fueling too many drinks and desperate mantras.
In the dying winds,
this fight for blue and peace is so vast and wondrous in what can be known about our own madness, Milky Way.
Night will be sown with us.
Thank you. The moon is full tonight. Or was it last night? Sometimes I can't tell for sure by that teeny sliver. You know, that one that skitters around the surface. Oh my God, I heard a mouse in the wall once while I was falling asleep at a bed and breakfast, and it was super loud, but I wasn't that freaked out. Anyway, as I lay not sleeping under the full or unfull moon last night and trying to reach my personal star, I thought of this phrase about crying that I shall write down now. As I'm not sleeping tonight under the full or unfull moon, let me get my notebook. This is when the good shit comes. Her face was panes of glass. The rain slid down unchecked.
I dreamt I wrote a post-it note to Eternity. Dear Eternity, have you been hoarding my old dead watches, then flaunting their fading glitter here and there in the night sky?
Unstoppable tears. Smooth and a low, steady pain. Hot ink etching its unfathomable and elegant memory on her cheeks. Sometimes this happens to me.
I dreamt of a gypsy fortune teller sitting at a small round table in her parlor late one night, staring intently into an iPhone while waiting for a customer.
But not tonight. But still, if something wet comes from something crunched up and bald, is that a good making of something? If it runs over the sad rocks of your face and slowly dissolves the sharp parts, is that necessary? Does a face soft from crying in bed at night make you look wise? Must write a play in verse. One that rhymes. Oh, that is so not a good idea. Must write more poems. Must get to sleep.
I dreamt my favorite writing implement was a stub of pencil. My favorite writing surface, the back of an electric dope. I like to sit at the kitchen table my wife uses to chop onions and shed tears on. Because every time I was stumped and unable to think about what to write next, the refrigerator opened, and there came a plate of cold pasta or a huge baked ham to help me with my poem.
In these years, big, ungainly, and grown, I am yours, and I am mine, and I am...
Woman I passed on the street last night, whom I surely will never see again. He lost his head and spent the rest of his life looking for it. All my others said about me.
A daughter of the women that are circling above me. A wrath of ladies are above.
I dreamt of my first piano teacher. She was very fat, and she was a chain smoker. She prided herself on the fact that she didn't have to carry matches around. She lit each new cigarette from the old one.
A circlet of kindness and badass.
She lived in a row house just down the street from the ice cream store.
I am a street daughter of the wine goddess. I am using that properly. I sleep.
I dreamt I met a woman made out of very white whipped butter. And when I went to hold her hand, I just pulled it off at the wrist.
I am on fire. My spirit is open to the blue brother, the sky.
I dreamt of my great-grandmother Sophia, who lived by herself, roaming her old house at night, lecturing mirrors for hours.
And I am on fire. I am a tramp, and I am a marvel.
I dreamt I went to a church dinner social and having to sit across from a lady who had no vocal cords, and all she could do was make weird noises, and I couldn't touch my food.
Ridiculous and sublime, a wise old fool and an orgasmic wonder wheel.
I dreamt that I was weeping for some unknown reason and was condemned to weep for the rest of my life.
I am paying the impressions of pebbles, no, never mind. I am a bitch and a being that drifts along the floorboards. A reasonable excuse of evening.
I dreamt I was a cold December night, becoming a homeless woman cowering in a doorway on East 3rd Street in New York, talking to God, and he, tongue-tied as usual.
My love is a healer. My love is a psycho killer.
I dreamt I was a bull.
The night knows no rules. Abides nothing, and my love jumps the fences.
With the head of a deep thinker!
It rodeos the stars and spoon feeds them to you. Threads a constellation into your lips like some.
I dreamt I was a bull with the head of a deep thinker!
Some licked over celestial Frankenstein!
I dreamt I was!
I dreamt!
Close your eyes and I'll close mine. Good night, sleep tight. Now the moon begins to shine. Good night, sleep tight. Dream sweet dreams for me. Dream sweet dreams for you. Close your eyes and I'll close mine. Good night, sleep tight. Now the sun turns out her light. Good night, sleep tight.
Everybody, everybody, everywhere. Good night.
Ooh.
How am I going to keep this up? I never thought I was brave enough to just let him do what he wanted, but I felt he would do right by me and push me into a look that I would not choose myself, and I felt I need the push. He did layers of color, and I was watching the different shape of fear. I wondered if I could carry the weapon. In my dream, an unwanted guest tells me that what one believes is irrelevant. This causes me to think. Curiosity is to art what proof is to physics and math. Then something heavy flies off the table. Making the thing visible is to grasp the underside of uncertainty and give it a name in one instance at least. The tableau strikes me dumb, as so often in dreams. I never speak when it's good. I'm at an amusement park and getting a tour of it. I hate amusement parks. The guy I find attractive is with me, and as we are walking and talking, he suddenly passes out on the asphalt. I get on top of him and say his name over and over. People surround us. What's the miracle? He is holding my breath, and I ask him if that was why he passed out. Just to hold my breath, and he says that that is what he wanted to do. I felt as though I revived him. My breath revived him. I dreamt I was the people of a garden somewhere in a foreign country. I don't know which one. Of this garden about something, and he was very speaking. This whatever it is, that covering thing with the mesh. And he was explaining to me in all this detail about how the beast stands together. I was so tickled. Stands together? I don't remember the details, but when he reached in and pulled out of it, it wasn't fully formed, and spaced with the weakest fingers. I was horrified. Why did you do that? I asked him. There can only be one queen. I dreamt I had sex with Prince, Evan the musician, in a giant purple heart-shaped bed in the middle of a hotel room. It was not in Minneapolis, I knew. It felt spiritual, like we were on the astral plane together and we had a spirit sex. Like we were together in another lifetime and were reuniting. I was upset about something in my dream. Someone was mean to me or something like that, and I went in to wash my face in the bathroom and got an overwhelming sense of peace while the water was running over my hands. I was just this person with water running over my hands, and that was too joyous just to have water running over my hands. Last night, I had the strangest dream. I sailed away to China in a little rowboat to find you, but then I had to get my lonely queen. What does it mean? I had a dream that I was picking and eating walnuts off a pine tree. They were so good. And I was hanging at a coffee bar with a group of people. Now how do I make up these people? Faces and bodies. I didn't know them in real life. I did notice a stream of consciousness daydream. In it, I meet this lady who I speak to on the phone every 2 weeks at work, and who I never met in person. She lives in Massachusetts. I had family in Massachusetts. I thought I might drown into her when I'm visiting my family. I dreamt my ex-husband's family missed me. They all really liked me, and he was the only one who didn't. Then his father came up to me, exchanged a greeting, and then asked me how much to make the alimony payments go away. I laughed and said, a lot more than 20 grand. One time the witches were under the water in a burger restaurant and I fell in. I dreamt that my spiritual guru was visiting my boyfriend and I had our home in the mountains. We don't have a home on a mountain, unless you consider Detroit a mountain, not for nothing. Anyway, so my boyfriend made some soup in a big pot and offered it to my spiritual guru, who ate it and thought it was good. They had a few laughs, blah blah blah. So I took it as a good sign, you know? When I woke up, I left him 3 weeks later. So I was having a really stressful time in my life when I lived in New York Survive, and I had this dream that a really nice man walked with me along a creek in the woods. He was wearing a black flannel shirt and jeans. He just listened to me and nodded a lot. It was so comforting. I knew when I woke up, I'm